Maseches Kilayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, 6-4. In the previous Mishnah, I used an analogy talking about the halachas of a basis, a base for something that's mukta on Shabbos, and we said that if you have a tray, for example, and you have your wallet on the tray going into Shabbos, assuming you put that wallet intentionally on that tray, the tray becomes subordinate to the wallet, and just as the wallet is mukta on Shabbos, so too is the tray. It has the same status as the wallet, and that's true even if you later on, for whatever reason, manage to get that wallet off the tray by accident or purpose, the tray remains mukta because it's subordinate to a wallet and it's called a basis, a support, a base for the mukta. Now, just following that analogy a little further, you may be aware that if you have your tray and on the tray you have both your candlesticks on Shabbos, which of course are mukta, but you also have something else of equal or greater value than the candlesticks. Let's say you have your Rolex watch, or perhaps even a challah, since challah is very important on Shabbos, it's for your food, but certainly the Rolex watch, which is not mukta, and definitely worth more than your candlesticks, however valuable they are. So then, since the basis, the base, the tray, is both a basis for the mukta item, the candlesticks, and the Rolex watch, which is not mukta, so then the tray will not be considered subordinate to the less valuable, less significant item, the candlesticks. It'll be subordinate rather to the more significant item, the Rolex watch, and therefore it will not be mukta. So in other words, the support is only subordinate to that which it holds if the thing that it holds is a single thing. But if there are two things, then we would go after what's the more significant of the two, which is typically measured in terms of value, economic value. So similarly, in the previous Mishnah, we had said that just as if you train a single vine on a lattice work, the whole lattice work becomes forbidden to plant beneath, grains or greens, the same logic applies to an ilan srak, a non-fruit-bearing tree. If you drape a grapevine over one of the branches, then all the branches become subordinate to the grapevine, and you can't plant beneath any of those branches. But here in Mishnah Dalet, we talk about a fruit-bearing tree. And as a fruit-bearing tree, we say that the fruit-bearing tree, the tree might be like a lattice work, so